free Cambridge Judge MBA essay samples. The Judge Business School, established in 1990, is part of Cambridge University. The following MBA essays were written by ARINGO MBA candidates who got accepted to the Cambridge University's Judge Business School MBA program over the past few years. Read these free Judge MBA essay examples to get a sense of what they are looking for at the Judge Business School MBA program. Contact ARINGO MBA admissions for help with your Judge MBA essays. To read more about Judge Business School, visit the Judge MBA page. See below some Cambridge MBA essay samples from MBA applicants. Sign up for a free consultation. Submit Cambridge MBA essay example number 1 question. What did you learn from your most spectacular failure? Up to 200 words. A few months after I joined, blank, I was asked by the executive director, head of my team, to create a presentation about customer experience to be presented to a marketing conference audience comprised of CEOs of the leading companies in my country. I was new to the team, and this was my first time working directly with the ED. As I saw this as my opportunity to shine, I didn't feel comfortable asking too many questions and got straight to work. I invested over 50 hours in putting this presentation together. To my embarrassment, just 2 days before the conference, after sending a draft to the ED, I realized that while I prepared the slides in English, it should have been in Hebrew. The ED had to clear her calendar, and we spent the next 2 days working together around the clock translating and adjusting the design. The final presentation was good, but not perfect. I felt I let my ED down. From this incident, I learned the importance of a proper brief, asking the right questions, matching expectations and soliciting feedback throughout the process. These lessons made me a better consultant and a better supervisor and team player. Cambridge MBA essay example number 2 question. What did you learn from your most spectacular failure? Up to 200 words. While a product manager at blank, I began planning to launch a new hair care product, which I forecast would become the biggest growth engine in the hair care category in my country. After 3 months, we were ready, on time, to launch in May. This was crucial, as our major competitor was planning to launch a similar product in July. Then, mid-April, I learned that only half of the volume we had ordered would be ready in time. My manager suggested postponing, but with the competition breathing down our necks, I convinced him we must launch on schedule. The product's success was beyond our imaginations. After 20 days we ran out, with no new stock expected for an entire month. Our distributors and clients lost confidence. The end consumers felt deceived to have been offered a product and then told it was unavailable. It was an enormous failure. However, I learned the importance of listening carefully to warnings, and that however much I might want something, I must do thorough due diligence before acting, and know when to stop, re-evaluate and start again. Lessons that have since helped me succeed in other projects. Cambridge MBA essay example number 3 question. Describe a situation where you had to work jointly with others to achieve a common goal. What did you learn from the experience? Up to 200 words. I was assigned as a consultant to a project team looking at reducing insurance claim cycle time. The team was comprised of an additional consultant who together we had to review the analysis done by an analyst, draw conclusions and prepare the presentation with our proposed solution for the project manager to deliver. The analyst was relatively young. Although an experienced consultant already trained him on a previous project, his lack of experience showed and some of his deliverables fell short of expectations. I offered to redistribute the work. While the second consultant and the PM would focus on the proposed solution in the presentation, I would mentor the analyst and focus on analyzing existing processes. The team agreed, knowing that we would have to put extra time in order to save the project. I reviewed with the analyst the required deliverables and we performed the analysis together while ensuring he understands the requirements for future engagements. Eventually, the client accepted our recommendations and the insurance claim cycle time improved by 15% as anticipated. It was extremely satisfying to see the benefit of real teamwork. I learned the importance of clear guidance, mutual support, and flexibility in task assignment. Cambridge MBA essay example number 4 question. Please provide information on any aspect of your candidacy that requires further explanation, or information that you would like the admissions committee to know, 300-word limit. I'd like to share with the admissions committee a bit of my background, which explains my passion for the family business. It also explains my choice of recommender. My father is of Kurdish origin and my mother is Turkish. In 1995, when I was 3 years old, we were forced to immigrate to London to escape the systematic persecution and oppression of the Kurdish minority in Turkey. Arriving in London, we knew four words of English between the three of us. We had no money, no foundation, and no support system. We would stay with distant relatives until they were unable or unwilling to have us. Never one to let hardships get in the way, my father did everything he could to build a life for us. Starting off with a fruit cart in the local market, over the last two decades he built an empire, now totaling over £100 million in revenue. Throughout my childhood, my father encouraged me to work for our firms, during weekends and vacations. Over the years I had a 360-degree view of our businesses, from sweeping floors and driving forklifts, to making sales and purchases. I am incredibly proud of what he managed to do, and it will be an honor to step into his shoes and continue what he started. On a final note, as my supervisor over the last 5 years has always been my father, I have chosen, blank, as my recommender. Blank is the wholesale business development manager at Today's Group, of which Holland Bazaar is a member. We have worked together intensively over the last few years, and he can attest, I believe, to my managerial, interpersonal and business skills. Cambridge MBA essay example number 5 question. Describe a situation where you had to work jointly with others to achieve a common goal. What did you learn from the experience? Up to 200 words. After 2 years of working at my family business, I understood how much time and money was being spent on maintaining and repairing the company's vehicles and equipment. Determined to put an end to the waste, I approached my father, the company chairman, and proposed that we build our own garage. As project manager, I coordinated with a structural engineer, site foreman, mechanic, and our construction company's head of operations. Our goal was to design and construct a garage that would make most efficient use of available space and resources. Over the next 5 months, the project rolled out, and as unforeseen obstacles arose, they demanded close teamwork. Working through disagreements taught me the importance of detaching ideas from ego. I found that there is no shame in admitting a mistake and moving on to find the best possible solution. I also learned how to alert people to the flaws in their plans in an objective manner that enables them to listen, as well as the importance of being assertive when one is positive about the right course of action. Since it opened, the garage has paid for itself, and will save us an estimated £120,000 in annual expenses. Cambridge MBA essay example number 6 question. What did you learn from your most spectacular failure? Up to 200 words. My most spectacular professional failure happened as a client-side project manager in a £1 billion construction project. I was leader of the complex facade and roofworks, the largest in Europe at the time of procurement. I was clear on what my role and responsibilities were and technically competent for that level of responsibility. However, I adopted the wrong behaviors with the contractor and the design teams. On the one hand, when I understood that the experienced contractors were not pleased at having a very young client supervising their work, I became more defensive and stricter than I normally am, instead of remaining open and making an effort to overcome that hurdle, creating further tension. On the other hand, given my design knowledge, I became deeply involved with the technical issues that the design team was facing. Likewise, I should have defined clear boundaries and ensured that they were being proactive in finding solutions instead. I was fortunately able to realize both errors, which did not have significant consequences to the project, and gradually balance my behavior between the two teams. I learned, however, how important it is to carefully consider in advance which behavior to adopt in each situation. Cambridge MBA essay example number 7 question. Describe a situation where you had to work jointly with others to achieve a common goal. What did you learn from the experience? Up to 200 words. I was recently part of an extremely rare situation in a major construction project. The work was delayed for 2 years, significantly defective and substantially above the contract budget. The client decided to dismiss the general contractor for poor performance and appoint a new contractor, whilst keeping half of the contractor's team and all subcontractors to successfully finish the work. The project environment suddenly became extremely tense. Amongst the over 400 people working on site, I was selected to join a selective cohort of 50 people to brainstorm ideas and deliver a plan to smooth the transition between contractors, improve project performance and promote collaboration between teams. During several full-day workshops, I worked in mixed teams to listen to everyone's concerns, understand the causes of the major issues and find ways to overcome them. My team suggested, for instance, improving meeting outcomes by creating rules of conduct, streamlining decision-making by redefining the project structure, and mitigating personal conflicts by organizing team bonding events. Following the implementation of these ideas, the transition was smooth and successful. I have learned that moments of crisis in projects or teams must not only be managed in a planned and sensible manner but also leveraged as unique opportunities for transformation and improvement. Cambridge MBA essay example number 8 question. What has been your most significant professional challenge? 200 word limit. My most significant professional challenge has been it, blank, as project management office lead. In this role, I manage the global capital projects guidelines for the projects planned for a major 10-year relocation program and coordinated the global standards for all real estate disciplines. I also developed associated procedures for governance, quality assurance, risk management, and cost control, allowing for justified exceptions from the standards due to cultural and regional practices or client requirements. I coordinated the work prepared by 30 consultants in their communication with 40 stakeholders, prepared technical due diligence reports, produced capital and operational expenditure models. I regularly reported to the global heads of real estate and managed the conflicting views of 4 project sponsors in the UK. This was an extremely intense project that I successfully delivered in just over 9 months, working at a constant rate of 70 hours per week. Meetings would start as early as 7:30 a.m. and end as late as 8 p.m. to cover the time zones of Singapore, Bengaluru, and New York. I have learned how to effectively manage my time and feel that I significantly improved my communication and negotiation skills and confidence when chairing meetings. Cambridge MBA essay example number 9 question. What has been your most significant professional achievement? 200 word limit. Shortly after joining I was seconded to blank, Bank Corporate Real Estate Services, who faced the problem of recommending to the board the location of a new London headquarters whilst considering the alternative's location, design, cost and alignment with the bank's corporate aims. Having deeply studied multi-criteria decision analysis during my master degree, I prepared a strategy by own initiative and presented it to my director, who instructed me to discuss it to the UK head of real estate. My proposal was formally accepted 2 weeks later. Within 6 months, I had coordinated a consultancy team of 20 people, engaged with each global business group leader and presented the results to the UK CEO, who accepted my recommendation for a £3.5 billion investment. Given the results attained, I was also appointed to advise the New York office on a similar problem. Both projects secured, blank, over £200,000 in fees and 20% profit. This raised my profile in the firm and enabled me to develop a business case, secure funding, and found a new service called, blank, Strategic Real Estate Advice, for which I won in 2016 the Program and Project Manager Innovator of the Year Award. Cambridge MBA essay example number 10 question. Describe a difficult decision that you had to make. What did you learn from this and how have you changed as a result? Up to 200 words. In 2015, I was working with a big firm, excelling at analyzing the financial records of listed non-banking companies. When a small company with multiple small-scale businesses as clientele offered me a position with greater responsibility, I faced a dilemma. At my current role, I knew the clients and my tasks and felt confident about the contributions I could make. In the new role, while I would learn more from managing different types of clients, I would also have limited networking opportunities and lack of viable exit opportunities. After a few sleepless nights, I decided that enhancing my skills at that point in my career was more important than the company and client reputation. I decided to move. As the firm was small, I was given far more autonomy and responsibility than I'd ever had. Though I initially did not perform as well as I was accustomed to, I worked hard, developed resilience, and learned from every mistake. I also learned to question every predefined methodology and to not accept anything at face value. This choice pushed me beyond my comfort zone, ultimately boosting my self-confidence and preparing me to respond to any challenge that comes my way. Today, I am excited by and embrace risk-taking, eager to experience what's in store for me and develop personally and professionally. Cambridge MBA essay example number 11 question. Describe a time where you worked with a team on a project. What did you learn from the experience and how might you approach it differently today? Up to 200 words. In the last year of my Commerce BA, I needed to submit a team-based research project. Teams were selected randomly and I was placed with students I didn't know. Our team's initial discussions failed to yield results and drove up impatience. With no one taking the lead, We divided the topic into smaller chunks and randomly allocate parts. Later, assembling the pieces, we discovered a lack of cohesiveness between subtopics. Realizing this individualistic approach had prevented a comprehensive or quality deliverable, I suggested we collaborate to create a stronger end product. We then spent double the time removing redundancies and unnecessary facts to develop a flow reflecting a more collective effort. This experience highlighted the importance of investing time to get to know the team members and build a rapport, align expectations, and understand how to best distribute responsibilities. It also illustrated how essential it is for the team to make decisions collectively and maintain open communication. Approaching this project today, I'd first set up a brainstorming session encouraging everyone to express their interests and recommend strategies. Then, based on a consensus, we would decide the optimal plan so that execution is more organized and systematic. I'd set up periodic status reports to monitor progress, and these sessions would also serve as a platform to welcome feedback and suggestions, and learn from other members' approaches and performance. How can you improve your Judge MBA essays? Aringo's experts can help you present yourself best. Will you get in? Try our admissions chances calculator.